This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
You got me all screwed up.
Now, what's going wrong in your life?
Nothing. I just had a bunch of coffee from the old QT. I'm feeling good.
Oh, you're jacked up on caffeine with no meds.
Yep.
Oh, good. This will be a fun 4 hours.
2 days to go. How was your night?
It did not go the way I wanted it.
Scott, what happened?
The wheels came off in the second half last night. My Steelers got smoked. Absolutely smoked.
But in all reality, and I'm not trying to twist the knife that's already deep inside, were the wheels really on in the first half?
I agree with you. When you said the second half, I was like, what do you mean the second half?
I mean, they were barely limping along. That was like one lug nut for the first half.
We got to halftime, and I still had a little bit of optimism.
Yeah.
We get into the third quarter, and let's just say I took the flag down from out front.
And the coach has quit or was fired?
Mike Tomlin quit today.
Has stepped down.
I've always liked him, too.
Did you change jerseys during the game?
So I did not. I was wearing my Watt jersey last night. I thought that would bring
me
good luck.
Did you go, Watt, every 5 minutes?
Well, yeah.
He just couldn't stop screaming, what are you doing?
I thought about switching over to the white Freiermuth jersey, mm-hmm. but I thought, no, I'm already in. I'm invested.
Mm-hmm. There were no good puns associated with it.
New boss came out and said that with his...
It was a disaster.
Firing slash... quitting, whatever you want, however you want to frame that, that Andy Reid is now the longest running head coach in the NFL.
Longest tenured, yes.
Longest tenured.
That is correct.
Assuming Harbaugh does not get a position before the 2020 season.
No. I think what he meant was with an individual team.
Gotcha. Okay.
Andy Reid is the longest serving tenured coach because, I mean, you know, he was with the Eagles and then immediately hired by the Chiefs.
Yep.
I think it's also true, though, that he is now the longest-serving coach, period.
Period?
Yeah.
That may be true.
Because Pete Carroll currently was the only one that had him beat.
Good for us.
He's out.
That makes me happy.
So Mike Tomlin is out as the Pittsburgh Steelers head coach.
How do you fire someone that has had a winning season for 20 seasons in a row?
He has never had a losing season as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not one time has he ever had a losing season.
How quickly the tide turns.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, do we think he stepped aside on his own accord, or do we think there was some, it's been a good run.
Let's do this the honorable way. Walk out with some dignity.
Right.
Just walk away before we fire you. We would hate to do that. He'll end up somewhere. I mean, there are, 12 teams right now that have coaching vacancies, and this is a guy who has never had a losing season ever. You're telling me somebody's not going to pick him up?
I've been saying it all year that it's the weirdest season we've seen in the NFL in a very long time, and it is running consistent all the way up until the end.
Yeah, it is. All right, so what's wrong in your world? What's going on?
Well, nothing is wrong, but two things are going to happen this year. You are going on the Wheel of Fortune.
I am?
Yes. The wheels are already in motion.
Did you watch last night?
Yes.
Of course you did.
We watch it every night, Scott. You're
welcome, by the way.
Going on that show.
I'm very good.
That's number one. I know you are. And we've been taping it so we can fast forward through the commercials. Sorry, but we do. The wheels are already in motion. I've already talked to Tasha. Your application.
Are you kidding me?
No, I swear to you, you are going on Wheel of Fortune. I just need you to do a video, which I will direct to ensure you get called up to go to that show.
Be as crazy as you can possibly be.
Yeah.
Can I dress like this?
Yes. We can kind of joke about that in the video. I mean, you have to stand out in the video.
No problem.
So you're going on the wheel. I, on the other hand, have become obsessed with the show The Wall.
The Wall.
It is a hybrid between Plinko and Trivial Pursuit. And
I've never even
you
heard
and
of
I
it.
Go on as a couple, Scott. Okay, you and I go on. It's always a couple, okay? And you...
Do we have to pretend like we're romantically inclined?
No, I'm just trying to give you the example. You and I go on. One of us gets to be by the Plinko board, and one of us is in this silent room where... You answer the trivia questions, and depending on how well you do with the trivia, and it could be anything. It could be sports. It could be art. It's literally Trivial Pursuit. And based on how well you do on those questions, you get to drop green balls on the Plinko thing.
So yeah. I'm the Trivial Pursuit guy, right?
And if you lose, Scott, you have to drop a red ball, and then that subtracts from your bank.
And in this example, it would be you effectively betting on your faith in Scott's trivia knowledge.
Yes.
Fire when ready.
You want me to give you a Trivial Pursuit question?
Yeah.
You and I are not going on the show. Johnny and I are going on the show. But
well, then you're
I found
lose.
Out today we are not eligible, and I'll tell you why in a moment. The colossal rotunda of which Roman temple is the largest unreinforced concrete dome in the world.
Concrete dome?
Yeah.
Is it the Palladium?
You're close. I just lost $1 million. I want a new partner.
Okay, what's the answer?
The Pantheon.
Pantheon.
So anyway, we have been talking about you quietly going on the Wheel of Fortune, and then we decided we're going to go on the wall.
You know, I'm going to have words with Tasha tonight about the secrets that she keeps.
We are trying to get it all set up before the holidays.
Give me one more. I'm
better. You're not going to be my partner on the wall.
I'm better than that.
Go with geography. What actress has the same name as William Shakespeare's wife? Oh, I didn't know that.
No, give me geography.
That is not how the game works.
That's not how the game works. I'm now down 2 million. Scott, what pasta sauce made with tomatoes, minced beef, and onions is named after a northern Italian city?
Bologna.
Bolognese, but yes. I'm down $3 million.
Scott's in the booth like, no, I want a question that I know the answer to.
Can you give me German history or 80s hair metal, please.
for 1,000, Alex.
Not how it works. So we're watching, and we start figuring out on this show, every couple has a backstory. And I mean, every week that we watch, Sam, the backstories get more dramatic and more compelling. When you go on the wheel, Scott, they're like, hey, Scott, and I understand you're from Kansas City. Big Chiefs fan, are you? Yep. Who do you have with you here today? They don't get into... When he was 7 years old, he fought off a rabid pack of dogs, lost a leg, and then started a foundation to deliver legs to children.
And this is what they do on the wall?
The wall, and I don't know if it was always like this, Sam, because we just started watching it this year. It's really compelling backstories. And I looked at Johnny last night and I go, we're out.
Because you have no compelling backstory?
You guys, the backstory last night. Are you ready for this?
And she told the people of Topeka, let's not forget the dust.
Their backstory last night, you guys.
Known for jumping out of bushes.
Two EMTs. So they're already public servants. Wait, who met on the same medevac helicopter in Iraq? So now they're war veterans who met, got married, and then went into public service here in the United States when they got back from war.
T and I have a great backstory.
Then,
we used to have lunch together in high school.
Someone delivers a baby in the safe box at the fire station.
I lost a nose.
Okay. Now, oh, you did lose your nose.
Mm.
Maybe I do need you to be my partner. Mm-hmm. So someone delivers a baby to this fire station. The man looks at the host last night and he goes, and we've been trying for a child for 10 years and it's just not in the cards for us.
Oh my God.
Get out of here.
Someone delivers a baby in his fire station's baby box. They adopt the baby. There's not a dry eye in the audience. I looked at Johnny, I go, it's over.
Okay.
And when her neighbors started building a pickleball court right next to her driveway,
she was upset.
She fought the good fight, and she lost.
She called her city council member.
That pickleball
and said,
court.
Unacceptable.
That court is still there.
You've got no backstory.
We're out. I need something like a nose that's been displaced from where it belongs.
As she drove through the Sherman Williams parking lot, a dog tied to a bench.
I can't do it. I'm laughing.
No, I can do it. There was a dog leashed to a bench. The dog freaked out, and the bench hit her car.
She has never recovered.
You can hear the sad violin music in the background and the puzzled look on the audience's face. They're like, wait, did she rescue a child? No.
At one point, she accidentally slammed her little finger into the door of her car and called it a remarkable injury.
There was a lot of blood that day.
There was not.
A lot of blood.
There was not.
The doctor said unremarkable.
Unremarkable.
All of the blood stayed in her body.
Barely survived that day.
All of the blood stayed in her body. There was no release of blood.
I want, you know how Jeopardy has a Champions Week or they have like College Week? I want the wall to have Unremarkable Week where the contestants
Boy, you're in.
Are all unremarkable. And then that's going to be the week for me to shine.
She ran out of her ADHD medication, but made it through.
Survived.
The survivor.
913-586-7798. Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
By the way, today is National Radio Broadcasting Day. It was on this date in 1920.
Oh.
1920, 106 years ago, that the first radio station went on the air, KDKA in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Went on the air today, 106 years ago.
You know what else was today?
What's that?
A whole bunch of years ago on this day, I saw this during my lunch break, Johnny Cash performed at San Quentin.
Really?
Yes. The record was recorded at San Quentin. And you remember, no one wanted him to do it. The executives thought it was stupid.
The record company thought it was bad for his image,
thought it would never work. And then that album went on to sell bajillions of copies. It's probably his most iconic album.
You look like you're going to a funeral.
Well, maybe I am.
Maybe I am.
I love it. All right, one of my favorite stories in the stack today, and you haven't even seen it today, is one of those ethical questions about how far is too far when scientists start fiddling with genetics. We talk about this from time to time on the program, Scott. Mm. You know, we have the ability now through in vitro fertilization, through, you know, they can actually tell you if you have six embryos, they can actually say, do you want a boy or a girl? You have six. Would you like to pick? Right? All of these advances march us toward potentially good things like solving disease, but also potentially really awful things like I want a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, high IQ baby.
What's wrong with that?
I'm going to ask you. China's Dr. Frankenstein thinks time is on his side. He, Jan Ku, spent 3 years in prison after creating gene-edited babies. Now he is at work, out of prison, and sees a greater opening for researchers who push the boundaries. Okay? Mm-hmm. So what he did in creating the world's first genetically edited babies was
which is you get what you want.
Well, in the Petri dish, what he was trying to say is, I am trying to create a world where HIV cannot be passed to a child through the mother. I am trying to create a world where in the dish we can eradicate disease. Think sickle cell, think Down syndrome, you name it. So that we eradicate those things. That's what he claimed he was doing.
The road is paved with good intentions.
The road to hell is.
In 2018, his experiment in editing embryos, produced twin girls and later a third baby from another set of parents and caused outrage around the world because so little is known about the safety and long-term health effects of altering genes in embryos. It also opened, to Sam's point, what many saw as a Pandora's box on the road toward designer babies or eugenics. He is now back, though, and pushing forward with his research full steam ahead. And they're saying China is at the forefront, further than the U.S., in this type of research.
What's the problem with it?
Is that not, by definition, eugenics?
Well, does the natural world want disease?
Well, yeah, the natural world created it. It's one of the main elements of the
natural world. But if we can fight it, why not?
Sam, then by that logic, and I'm playing devil's advocate clearly here, the natural world created cancer. We still go to oncologists.
We'll entertain it, of course, but the argument I'm not going to buy is this is the human race playing God.
We do it with modern medicine every single day.
Bingo.
I mean,
that's exactly right.
Yeah. So where do you draw the line?
I don't have a problem with people custom making their babies.
Oh, that is a leap too far. I don't have a problem with saying let's look at what we've created in this petri dish. We've been doing IVF for what, 50 years?
Well, probably longer than that.
Okay, but, we're already doing that, right? I don't have a problem with saying, okay, this is what they do now. There are 4 embryos and they grade them, Scott, A, B, C, and D. You know, they implant A for the highest success of getting a baby at the end of that journey. We already do that. That's different than fiddling inside the petri dish to get exactly what you want.
I guess my biggest problem would be the discarding of the ones you don't want.
Oh, well, that is the dirty little secret of IVF.
Because where do you draw that line, right?
Donate them or you can discard them.
Because these are predictions. These modifications are predictions. They could come true. They might not come true. It's not a guarantee. All they're doing is altering the genome sequencing to a pattern that they think will create such a result. If that is a promise, then at what point can you say, well, I didn't get what I paid for. I'm going to discard the result.
But let me ask you this, Sam. Years from now, and I'm speaking hypothetically, of course, you and Mary Beth get married. Dana and I are way past our childbearing years and rearing years. You and Mary Beth decide we want to start a family.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, physically, it's just not working out. And so you go to IVF, and the doctors tell you in this petri dish.
There's a baby predisposed to cancer.
In this petri dish, you're going to get what we believe to be is a boy, brown hair, blue eyes, very healthy. In this petri dish, it is likely that your child is going to have Down syndrome. In this petri dish, this child is likely to have childhood cancers. In this petri dish, number 4, this child is likely to be born with horrible deformities.
Yeah. Not viable. We're in some form or fashion already doing that.
Even the basis of this conversation is morally reprehensible to me.
I know it.
Really?
But Sam, that is already happening with IVF every single day, millions of times around the world. This Mr. He, and it gets confusing because this sentence says, he said he. His name is he.
Okay.
So I'm going to use a mister because even I was confused. Mr. He says he has resumed his gene editing research at a laboratory now in Beijing, focusing on ways to eliminate Alzheimer's, Duchenne muscular dystrophy, or DMD, a hereditary neuromuscular disease. So let's take those 3 things. Are we okay with eliminating, in a petri dish, Alzheimer's, Duchenne muscular dystrophy, or a hereditary neuromuscular disease? Most people would say, hell yes, get it out of here.
But your life decisions could make you get those things anyway. So why are we discarding babies? Why are we discarding embryos?
It's not, they wouldn't be discarding, Sam. You could fix it before implantation. And I use fix loosely.
And if you can't fix it,
I don't know, Sam. If you said to me,
I don't know, you either
have a baby that's going to be predisposed to cancer or you're going to have a baby that's not predisposed to cancer, I would take the baby not predisposed to cancer and I'm not choosing one baby over the other. It's the same baby.
It's interesting that you use Down syndrome, Scott, as the example, because I have a Down syndrome aunt. I grew up surrounded by an entire community of, quite frankly, the happiest people on the planet.
Yeah.
And the idea of using science to eradicate them because they're different enrages me.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Is it playing God? I mean,
He says he was just ahead of his time when he got arrested several years ago.
Are we not playing God every time we take a vaccine? Are we not playing God every time you get chemotherapy?
Well, make it simpler than that. Defibrillators.
Yeah, God said, hey, it's time to come home. And we're saying, nope, clear. He's staying here. No, God said it's time to come home.
Chinese biotech, quote, is racing ahead of the research in the United States, which is tethered to ethical review boards, regulators, and fear of the unknown. This is a quote. Chinese gene editing will take over the world just like Chinese electric vehicles have already done.
913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III. Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. All right, telephone number is 913-586-7798.
In the babies he genetically manipulated, Sam, for lack of a better word.
Modified.
Two were twin girls, and then one was a single baby girl. In all three cases, or two cases, I suppose, the father was HIV positive. And what he did using this process that is way above any understanding that we have on this show is he went in and somehow blocked the ability for those eventual babies to contract HIV. And all three babies were born healthy. But again, where do you draw the line?
I was going to say, the biggest question here is what Scott says all the time. Where do you draw the line?
Because that's different to me than you've got twins here. We're going to make sure they don't get HIV is different than you have 10 different embryos.
Right.
Pick your favorite, which is what you're saying. And I understand that, Sam. It's very controversial. That's still what we do with IVF.
But controversial is different than being wrong. Is it wrong is what I'm asking. If you have four viable embryos for IVF, three of them are going to be destroyed or donated. Why should you not be allowed to pick the one that you want?
And they do.
Which is what I'm asking. You want a boy? Okay, fine. Have a boy. You want a girl? Fine. Have a girl. What's wrong with that?
I think morally there are people who will say you're doing that at the tossing of the other four. Now, you can donate those, but I think most people do not, because you would end up with a child that is yours somewhere.
You're not
going to. You could. You know what I mean?
I want one kid. I don't want four.
I know. But it's silly to relitigate that. That's been going on for years. People don't like to talk about it.
But why should I not be allowed to pick what I want? I want a girl.
I want a baby does not have HIV because my husband does.
I have three boys. I'd like to have a girl. My wife and I have decided that.
Because that feels like more of a slippery slope.
Do you want a kid? Here you go.
Well.
But not everyone can have a child. And that's, I don't even want to get into the IVF argument because that's already what's been happening for years.
We've moved beyond that. But I guess my point being is if. Are you going to love that kid differently if it doesn't come out the way that you expected it to?
Based on,
so then why even go down that road? It's about bringing a life into this realm of existence and loving and nurturing and growing.
Okay, but let me give you the muscular dystrophy example. That can be and is a devastating diagnosis, Sam. It is a devastating diagnosis. There is no cure. We know that. How many years have we watched the telethon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we had the ability, which is what he's researching now, to go in before the birth of that child and block whatever it is in our makeup that allows muscular dystrophy to slip under the door, okay? He is blocking whatever it is that allows a child to be born with muscular dystrophy. Why would we not do that and prevent the suffering of that child?
Fair point.
You're not playing God. We play God every day. Every day at KU, people go in and get chemotherapy and radiation.
Or dialysis,
or you name...
Organ transplant.
Organ transplants, yes. Is that not in and of itself playing God? Somebody was going to ask on line two, they just dropped, what about the Heimlich maneuver? No, I'm not playing God. I'm saving a life.
I don't know if the focus is whether or not you're playing God. I don't know. It's just my opinion. It feels wrong.
I agree with you.
It feels like to my core, I'm getting the heebie-jeebies
right.
about it.
I agree with you when it comes down to I would like blue eyes. I would like them to be really good at science and math. Like that is getting into a realm where I'm like, oh, no.
And as an overthinker, Scott, if I was given the option that you laid out earlier where we got eight dishes here, pick the one you want, I'd be like, well, what if this happened? You know, I'd never pick. Like 6 years from now, they'd still be sitting in the dish, and I'd be like, well, I don't know. Three was a pretty good-looking option.
You've got a six-year-old in that dish, Sam. Come on.
I mean, you know, like in my own personal experience, I mean, we rolled the dice. We didn't have any control over what Sean and I got. I couldn't be happier.
Did you guys find out ahead of time if it was a girl or boy?
Yes. And I'll be honest. I badly wanted a son. I really did. I wanted a son. But you couldn't pay me $1 million to change the way that things worked out.
You'll get a grandson.
That's fine. I don't care.
I know. I know you don't.
The things that were important to me when I was 31 years old are not important to me now.
Right.
And, you know, when I was younger, I wanted a son. I wanted somebody to carry on the family name. For whatever reason, that was important to me at the time. It's not important to me now. And I couldn't care less about the family name. I don't want to tarnish it, but I've done a pretty good job of that. But I don't care about carrying on the family name to other generations. And you, again, to repeat myself, if you said to me, Scott, I would give you $1 billion and you get a son.
I think the problem
I wouldn't change
Sam, and I'm going to agree with you, with Sam on this, is that if we're only talking about disease prevention in that little petri dish or prior to birth, we already do that with vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you do. We already, you know,
well, not everybody does, but yeah,
you know, let's mask up during COVID, right? If it's just disease prevention, I think most people are okay with let's prevent the disease. Let's eradicate sickle cell. Let's eradicate Alzheimer's. That's fine. The problem is that opens the door to .. But could we also do this, or
and
could we also
know
do that?
That they're not going to stop.
They're
at
not
going to
stop at disease prevention. So you would almost have some global consensus where you would say we all have to agree that this stops at disease prevention,
and not the blue eyes, blonde hair, muscular, athletic.
Can you imagine?
Smart.
You know, size 6 shoe. I mean, you could go on and on and on.
Size 6 shoe, that's a very small foot.
No, I want a woman with very small feet so she can wear fancy high heels.
He's not a very sturdy guy.
Yeah, you could just get ridiculous.
He doesn't walk well.
Just falls over.
Well, that's
all
basically
the time.
Because he's walking on stumps.
You know what I mean. You could get ridiculous with your boxes that you want checked.
When you say size 6, are you talking about a woman?
Yes.
Okay, because a size 6 in men is half the size of my foot. It would be this big.
Like Tom.
That would be a stump.
I also wonder the way my brain works and where my brain goes. What would this mean 200 years from now? So say we do go down this rabbit hole. Say that we are modifying every single baby to be the perfect 6'5",
right.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Oh, why do they have to be 6'5" to be perfect,
guy.
Sam?
I would say to you, Sam, nature finds a way.
Well, we're all going to have the same genome sequencing. That's going to be a problem.
We can wipe out diseases A, B, and C, but does nature not always find a way to introduce something new?
Let's go to Scott in Parkville. Scott, hello.
Hi, yeah, you guys bring up some real interesting things. Like Scott, you had mentioned about if you want a boy, then you can toss the other ones out. Isn't that the same as abortion? Because life is formed at, you know, fertilization. You know,
this is why, Scott, wait. This is why we didn't want to talk about IVF, because that process is widely accepted. It is. And I'm not getting into the moral or ethical debate over that.
No, we are not. Sean in Kansas City. Sean, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, good. Go ahead.
hey, just a reminder about false positives. You could have, we had a situation with our second child, and we were told it was going to be a Downs baby, and we were going to accept that and love it and all that, and
sure.
We're sent to a genetic counselor who implied about terminating a pregnancy, and lo and behold, she came out perfect and is now a audiologist.
Oh, wow.
So.
Good story, Sean. Thank you.
God can work miracles, and, you know.
And doctors can be wrong.
Yep.
Right on. All right. Do appreciate the call. 913-586-7798. We're moving on.
Coming up next, abortion.
Jesus, son of God, or just a prophet?
He was going to mention, one of the callers, that this is Frankenstein-type stuff. Dr. He's nickname in China when he went to prison for 3 years was Dr. Frankenstein.
By the way, it's bad if China decides to imprison this guy.
But Sam,
I agree.
Part of the article is now they're sort of looking the other way because they're like, oh, maybe we do want to be at the forefront here.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Story here from the Kansas City Star. A 42-year-old Kansas City man has been charged with murder in connection with the death of a neighbor after a fight escalated into gunfire in the Northland yesterday. The Clay County Prosecutor's Office today charging Jeffrey King with first-degree murder and armed criminal action, $5 million bond. On Tuesday, police identified the victim as 41-year-old Chris Wells. After reviewing the evidence, the prosecutor charged King with two crimes. First-degree murder, alleging that King, after deliberation, knowingly caused the death of Wells by shooting him. If found guilty, life in prison. The armed criminal action charge alleges that King committed the murder using a deadly weapon.
One of the things about this case that we want to talk about is that this neighborhood had been at war for quite some time. There had been multiple calls on this block, some of them involving the alleged shooter.
Oh, the news outlets around town went to the neighborhood, you know, the old let's knock on the neighbor's door and find out about
this
guy. All of them spoke on anonymity because they did not want them to find, they didn't want him to find out
that they had
spoken. They said anything bad about him.
So listen to this. Wells' wife, Wells is the victim. His wife called him at work and said, I saw him, the neighbor, throw a blanket into our yard. She called him at work and said, our neighbor just threw a blanket into our yard. Wells, who is now dead, then came home from work to confront him.
Over a blanket.
Well, I think over a blanket, over this, over that, over this, over that, over the years. Yes, came home to confront him over a blanket and a fight broke out. King is alleged to have fired 13 shots.
Oh my.
Into his neighbor. And witnesses say, Sam, a series of them were while he was on the ground, face down, shot into his back.
Eight bullets in his back.
Yes. So the first five were while standing. The last eight were rage.
Now,
I mean, I don't know how else you describe that.
Witnesses also say Wells at some point threw a punch at King.
He did give him a black eye.
That
yes.
does not mean King gets to shoot him 13 times, and I think we see the charges are bearing that out today.
And before shots were fired, witnesses also and surveillance footage showed Wells backing away from the situation
like
with his hands up.
Like, da-da-da-da-da, calm down, bro. And then this happens, right? How bad would your anxiety level be if you lived in a neighborhood where you were constantly fighting with fill in the blank, someone next door, someone behind you, like to the point that a blanket being tossed onto your property because of the history here was enough for her to call her husband at work and say, get home. He just tossed something onto our property.
But I'm not victim blaming here at all. I want to be very clear. And I don't have any history of not getting along with my neighbors. However, why would you go home because someone threw a blanket in your yard? Just throw it back over.
There is a lot more. There's a lot more context to this story. Some of it we don't even know yet. But unless I'm mistaken, I did read somewhere, I think, that there was a protection order or a no-contact order between this family, the Wells family, and the neighbor.
Well, and the story goes on to say that King, who is the suspect in this case, had confrontations with people in
yes.
the neighborhood all the
And based on
me,
the information
the
that we do have is that this suspect allegedly made a practice of trying to violate those trusts.
Yes.
So the blanket throwing onto the yard
was like
a direct attempt to escalate based on the no contact
But don't
order.
Take, but just don't take the bait.
I don't disagree with you, but you know, you have to put yourself in their shoes. To Dana's point, if you've been living in this house for however many
years, they were there 2 years,
tiptoeing around this guy. At some point, you're like, dude, leave us alone.
It was so bad that the neighborhood had already planned a meeting with city leaders to discuss ongoing concerns about the man now in custody. The neighborhood, before this happened, reached out to the city and said, what can we do about the crazy guy that lives on our block?
Well, now you know. He's going to prison for the rest of his life, most likely. Eight shots to the back. To borrow Sam's term again, that's rage.
when they went through King's home, the suspect, they found multiple firearms, ammunition, and a handwritten note referencing the victim and past disputes. Investigators said King had previously threatened to kill the victim. Bond has been set at $5 million because of that, by the way.
Which is where the first degree would come from.
He had a list of past transgressions about his neighbor in his house.
I have never...
I mean...
Bye. You're showing me his mugshot.
He has a shiner in his mugshot.
So what? You got punched in the face.
Well, you took what could have been an assault charge and turned it into a first-degree murder charge for yourself.
I mean, let's keep this in mind. 8 bullets in the back. 5 in the front, 8 in the back. That tells me, allegedly, that as Mr. Wells, who is the victim here, fell to the ground and landed on his front, this tells me, allegedly, King stood over him
and kept firing
and unloaded into his back.
With 2 children witnessing it.
Whose children?
It does not specify. This was at 7:30 in the morning Monday, by the way. 7:30 in the morning.
I can't even imagine having it. I mean, like, I remember years ago, the worst it ever got for me was the lady in Roland Park who lived 2 doors down, who kept her dog outside at like 4 in the morning, and this was a yip-yapper dog. And I remember writing her a note, and I put my name on it and my address. I was going to own my critique. And I said, is it possible that you don't let your dog out at 4:30 in the morning? Your dog barks, you know it, and it's keeping all of us up. I come home that afternoon to that note, and it was written on an 8x11, crinkled up and thrown at my front door. Mm-hmm.
She was sending a message, if you will.
Yeah, screw you. I'm going to let my dog out at 4:30 in the morning. That's as bad as it ever got for me. I can't imagine having a neighbor who literally is documenting every time we've ever gotten to an argument and writing that he's going to kill me. 913-586-7798. If you guys want to weigh in, doesn't have to be about that necessarily, but just
God,
neighborly relations. I think I get I don't hang out with my neighbors, but we get along. I think I've been in 2 homes in my neighborhood that are not mine.
Trespass in their yard from time to time, but that's just for their safety.
Sam,
I unhook hoses.
I'm a
hoses aren't gonna hook themselves.
I'm a hose unhooker.
If I see a hose on the wall, I'm trespassing. Okay.
I don't want them to flood the neighborhood. Hey, if you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dane and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. The news with Dan coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.